Today's share in the Dear Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simin Shin Yud Gimel. Today, Bo Bayom, is the day of my father's yahrzeit, Mr. Joseph Glatt, all of Shalom, Rabbi Yosef Nissen ben Yechezkel, was saying this shiur Le'ilu Nishmaso. We begin with Siv Gimel. The Chaber starts off and he says, Rechava Shachori Habatim. If you have a backyard that's behind the houses, they didn't use this on a regular basis, and therefore the door from the house to this backyard was not used on a regular basis. Our backyards today are much more frequently used. They essentially use their front yards in the same way that people might use their backyards nowadays. In any event, you have this backyard that's not regularly used, and there is a doorway between the house and this backyard that's open. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, wrote Shalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Alkein ain't asui lehiposeach. This door is not regularly opened up. Ela lizmanim rechokim, only on an irregular basis. Lefi shein derech knisoso vitziyoso alihem. It's there for not regularly used because they didn't enter and exit through this route very often. Umerze, now it will appear kimosif al habijan al yidei niloso. When you close this door, it looks, for practical purposes over here, as if you're adding on to the house. You're building a wall over here in the house. Unless, in lo ba'ofanim hamavorim po, unless you follow the rules that we're about to learn over here, and in that way, if you follow these rules, the ozmin kar shehim delis, then it's clearly recognizable that you're closing a door over here and not filling in a wall. The Chafetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halach, Dibra Maskel, Shein Nichnos and Yotzim Batodir. He says, look in the Tosefes Shabbos, the Mitzadi de Bepesach Ha'osu Likones Bepochus Milamid Yom, Heve Kepesach Ha'osu Likones Batodir. The definition over here of something that's not regularly used is if it's not used every 30 days. But if it's used within a 30-day period of time, then these rules don't apply because that's a door. And a door is a door, and it's obvious. But if something is not used on a regular basis, meaning it's not used at least every 30 days, so then we have this concern of merse kibone, it looks over here like you're building. So now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber tells us this doorway that you're not using on a regular basis in your backyard, im also deles lepischa, if you make a door for it, so you have an opening now with a door, o shito lebo machatzele shalkonim, or you put up some sort of a reed mat over there as the door, or likewise, v'chein pirtza shigidora bikotzim kein delis. Or if you have over here some sort of a breach in the fence around your yard over here, and you closed it up with some sort of a door. So in all of these situations, im yesh lehem tzir, if it has something called the tzir. A tzir over here is basically some sort of a hinge, which the Rama says pirush tzir. Nokvin hadelis, you make a hole in the delis, in vertical aspect of it. The kovim bo eitz chad, and you put some sort of a sharp piece of wood in it. Kedid lachniso ba'aretz v'lachzor l'kan l'kan. And this way, the door can pivot around this sharp bolt or spike that you put into the ground, and the door can open and close and pivot on it. Or afilu ein lehem atotzir. Or even if it doesn't have a tzir, it doesn't have this pivot right now. Elo shahoyel lehem tzir. At one point, it did have such a pivot. In these situations, the door is not a problem. It doesn't look like binyan. Noel and behen, you're allowed to open and close this door on Shabbos. And this is true, afilu heim nigurorim ba'aretz, even if the door is dragging on the ground. And only rakish kasharim usalam lino behem. And it's only if you tie it and you hang it up that you're able to use it to close the door. In that situation, since it was originally having a pivot, below chashiv kibona, it doesn't look like you're now building a wall over here. Because shenikar behem shudelis, because it's clearly recognizable over here because of the pivot that this is a door and not that you're building onto your house. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Dalet adds, Haina, we're talking over here, Shesustoma b'chavilo shokotzim huasuyim kein delis. When we're talking about that you filled in a breach in the wall over here with thorns, we're talking about that you took some sort of a bundle of thorns together and you made them like a delis. And sometimes you'll use this as an opening way and you'll pass through it. And now you want to close it. So you want to return these chavilos of kotzim, these bundles over here of thorns, back to their opening. So normally it might be considered like you're filling in a fence, but here you're using it as a door. So if it has some sort of a pivot, siv katan chafei, shoyel emtzir, hainu shenik or shoyel emtzir, even if they don't have it right now, as we pointed out, as long as they had it, so it's recognizable that this was a pivot on a door, so therefore this is a door, then it's not a problem. As the Mishnah Berurah continues in siv katan chavav, and he says this is true, even if it was dragging on the ground, then it's only being hung up now as a door. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mechaber is teaching us, wrote Shlomar, shekisharam utulam from the Bo'od Yom, k'day lino behem. you attached it in this fashion before Shabbos started, and therefore thou can mutul lino behem Shabbos. Now you can close it on Shabbos. You've established it as a door before Shabbos. Shav kishehen pesuchin hein nigros baritz. When the door is not closed, it's still on the ground. Nevertheless, the rakushu anolim, when you're closing it, magbi, and you raise it, vizokfon, and you put it in a vertical position, a la skupa, in the threshold over here, even if that's all that you've done, mikomakom kivin shen kishuros umuchubarish shom mibod yom, since it was already tied and it was attached over there before Shabbos started, v'yeshlem heker tzir, and it has this pivot, this hinge on it, therefore, lo mechse kibonim b'Shabbos, even though it could have looked that way without all of these attachments over here, since you have these attachments and this pivot, it's clear that you're just closing a door and not building a wall. The Rambam adds over here, and he says, Hagah, the kol shekein im yesh lem tzir adayin, and certainly if they still have the hinge, they have this pivot over here still. Ubavad shel yachzir hatzir lemkomo, but you can't put the pivot back to where it belonged. You can't put the pivot back into the ground over here when it's not attached to the door, as will be explained, kider sheyizbar lekamon in simin tov kuf yud tes. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avul mein lo hem tzir, but if this door doesn't have this hinge on it, the loyal hem tzir, and it never had such a hinge, so then you got a problem. Ein noalim behem, you're not allowed to just use it to fill in the space as a door, because it looks kemechse kibonet. Elo what? Elo, you're allowed to use it only im kein hayu givoyim in aretz. It has to be above the ground. What does this mean, above the ground? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Chav Zayin, wrote to Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shehayu kishuros usluyos mibod yom. It was attached and hung in a way before Shabbos started. The inyan sh'av kishiposchan, even if you open this up, eno nigros baritz, it doesn't drag on the ground. So it's held up in the air, even when it's in the open position. V'afilu hein gavoyim in aretz, rak kimlo nima. And the Gemara tells us, even if it's only slightly above the ground, even like a hair breadth above the ground, nevertheless, that's considered hanging, and therefore it's clear and demonstrable over here that this is a door and not a wall. And the reasoning is, Vatam, Sheshuv Eino Nira Kibona Bini'ila. It doesn't look this way when you're closing the door as if you're building a wall. Bini'ila Zu, when you close it this way. Afim Eim Lehem Heker Tzir, even if it doesn't have this hinge over here, but since it's hanging when it's hung there before Shabbos, now when you're closing it on Shabbos, it's clear that it's a door, even though it doesn't have a hinge. Even when it's open, it's not closed, it's attached, and it's attached well over here, and it's recognizable that this is a door and not a wall. It's because it's not dragging on the ground. If one looks in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku Givoim in Aretz, so the Chofetz Chaim there brings down other opinions exactly what it means that it's hanging over here. However, he says the bottom line is the way he paskin here in the Mishnah Berurah, that even if it's a little bit above the ground, even Kimelo Nima is the Halacha. The Mechaber continues and he writes, U'pesach he'osui l'chnisa v'yitziya tadir. If you have an opening over here, a doorway, that is used on a regular basis for entrance and exiting, so then, no'al limbo, then you're allowed to close this door, afilu lo'ya lo'tzir mi'olim, even if it had no hinge on it ever, v'hu nigrar, and it's hanging on the, it's on the ground, it's not hanging in the air, it's dragged on the ground. But since this is used as a regular doorway, so you've demonstrated over here that it's not binyan, it's not a merse kibona concern, but this is a door. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot M'chavches, since you're using this opening over here, this doorway, in a regular fashion, everybody knows, Hakol Yodim Shaladelis Huasuya. It's clear and obvious, as brought down by the Levush, that this is a door and not a wall. Velo Merse Kibona, and it doesn't even have a semblance over here, no appearance at all of binyan. Even this is good once it has this clear recognition that it's a door because you use it regularly, even if it's on the ground. When a door is open, it's hanging on the ground. It's not in an upright position. Nevertheless, it's perfectly good. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Hine milashona mechaber, from the wording of the mechaber, mashma, we can see the alkoponim kashu miyubainan. It still must be attached. It can't just be lying on the ground. Then the fact that he says it could be dragged on the ground, but it's attached, that's a critical function. However, Abu Milshon HaGah from the Ramah in Sif Dalud, which we'll learn momentarily, Mashma Desfirule, that the Ramah holds, Dafilu Eino Kosher Klal, Shari. The Ramah would say that if it's regularly used as a door, even if it's not attached and lying on the ground, it's not attached at all. If there is a threshold over here, so it's clear that this is a doorway, the Mishnah Berurah says one can rely upon this lenient opinion of the Ramah. And he says, Ayin Bagro, looking at the Vilna Gaon, Shekosa Shekein Hu Das Harif Yarambam. This leaning opinion is also the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Ubifrat Shekein Sosa Maramor, exactly the way the Ramah will explain it momentarily in Sif Dalet. And now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Deles Ha'osui Miluach Echod. You have a door that's made out of one board. Oh, She'ein Lo Iskupo HaTachtono. Or we're talking about over here, there is no threshold on the bottom. There's no clear doorway. In this situation, Ukishaposchin, when you open this door, Shomptinosa, you remove it from the doorway. For Okrinosa, you take it away totally. In this situation, Ein No Alimba, you're not allowed to go and reclose this door on Shabbos, afilu yesh lo tzir, even if it does have a hinge on it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed, we're talking here about a door, hainu lefi she'ein lo tikune hadeles kishar deloso, since it's a single board, it doesn't look like other doors. Apparently in those days, their doors were made up of multiple boards, not a single board. The issue foot number 11 brings down, that our doors nowadays, dalso shalonu, afu pi shem asu yismilu rechot, our doors are one big block of wood or steel. So Rav Nissen Karlis Shlita says, mutar liskor behen eschalal pesach. You obviously can use them to close the door. Afilu in hei mifurakos me'al gabi yatzirim, even if they weren't in the hinges. Hol v'nikar luchol shem delosos lo stima bibinyan. Because it's clear that it's a door. Our doors are recognizable as being a door. So even if it's not attached to the hinge, you'd be allowed to use it to close the door, the doorway, to plug up the doorway on Shabbos with our single board doors. As opposed to the Mishnah Berurah continues in those days, when it didn't look like a door, if it only had a single board, it would serve essentially the function of just being a closure of a space, the nira kibone, and it looks too much like you're building it over there. And Umayri Khan, here we're talking about, and this is even if it's a regularly used doorway, despite the fact that it's regularly used, if the door is a single board, it looks too much like binyan and not as a door. Foot number 13 adds, if this door that you're putting here doesn't actually fill in the space, you just put it opposite the opening. So then the Chazon Ish writes, then it doesn't look like bone. And you could do this, put it up on Shabbos, even with a single board door over here, because it's not really filling in the space, it's just nearby. Maybe, for example, you're using it to block the wind somewhat, so it's not filling in the space directly, it's just being used as some sort of a windbreak over here, adjacent to, but not directly in the doorway. The Chazon Ish Zatzal says that would be mutter. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in Lamed Aleph says, if it's made from a single board, or it doesn't have the askup on the bottom, that's the opinion of the Mechaber. But he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah here, V'das HaRambam, the Rambam, however, says, the lo asur would be not forbidden to be used unless ela b'tarti l'riusa, if you had both of these conditions. It has to be a single board, and it can't have the askupa. Dainu shu miluach echot, it has to have a single board, v'gam ein lo askupa, in order for it to be asur. But if it has one of the two, then it's not asur. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, if it's a regularly used passageway over here, then the Achronim, he specifically brings down the Shaar HaTzion, Oschav Beis, the Magen Avraham, the El Yerabah, they would allow you the Yesh Lismoch al Shitasul Hokel. You can rely upon this more leaning opinion of the Rambam, that if one of the two conditions is not present, then you can still close this up on Shabbos. The issue foot number 14 brings down, Vafilu im ein hadelik sishura, even if the door is not tied on, so the Chazon Ish Zatzal brings down, she'ef shalahaki b'dover, you can still, even in that situation, rely upon this more lenient opinion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis quotes the Mechaber who said, when you're using this door and you remove it from its opening, where it was in the opening, you're not allowed to put it back. Mashma mizeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, you see from here, du mairi b'she'en ukshura, we're talking about where it's not tied. Aval im hikshura otluya, but if it was tied, you're not removing it totally. It's still tied on and it's hanging. Afshin negreres ba'aretz kishaposucha, but it's touching the ground. It's hanging down onto the ground when it's opened. Then it would be permissible. Shari afshein lo tikune delosus karoy, even though it doesn't look like a regular door. And the reason for this is v'hainu mishum dekan mayre. We're talking here about bepesach ha'osu lechnisa v'yitziyot tadir, because it's a regularly used doorway. So there's a leniency involved in a regularly used doorway. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says hagah. But if a door is made up of multiple boards, then shari, then it's permissible, because that clearly looks like a door. And this is true even if you remove it from the doorway when you open up the door. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lama Gimel explains over here, because the Ramah, as we brought down previously, this is where the Ramah says, even if it's not tied on at all, Even though we were talking about in the previous sif that we learned today, sif gimel, where we talked about the door to the backyard, so we were talking there, mistama, the door is like every other door, it looks like a door, and yet over there, there we insisted that it had to be hung up there and tied before Shabbos started. So how come here it's different? So here we're talking, the Ramah would say, the difference was, in the Sif Gimel, we're talking about where the doorway is not used on a regular basis. It's used less than once every 30 days. And here, we're talking about a doorway that is used more than once every 30 days. It's used regularly. The Chanal, as we've already explained. According to this, the Ramah holds that it doesn't require to be tied on if it's a regularly used doorway. And as we brought down already, we said this din over in Sif Katan Chav Tes, and this is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, in the name of the Grah. So now, to learn fully the Ramah said, if you have a delis over here that's made up of multiple boards, so then even if it's not tied on and you remove it from the doorway, it's perfectly good. With the condition, the Ramah says, im yesh lo eskupa, as long as it has this threshold underneath it. And likewise, uvadim b'mokim shnoalim b'kuroshim harbe. And if you have multiple boards over here, v'yesh chakiko l'mala ulamata shemachnisim b'hem akroshim. And these boards are hooked in, so to say, they're attached on the top and the bottom through some sort of a chiseled out area so the boards fit in well, then shadinam kedelis. Then it's clearly a door and not a wall. There's no concern of mechse kibona. Hold the Einon Luach Echod B'chol Adelis, because it's multiple boards over here. It's clear that that's not a wall. A wall would be a single board, but this is a Delis over here, and therefore it is permissible to close it up on Shabbos, even though it's not attached with a string or some sort of rope. This is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lamed Daled, V'yesh Chakika, there's a groove or a chiseled out area. Yotzu Lomar, the Chakika Nechsheves Ki Eskupa. This chiseled out area where you're putting the boards in has the same halachic status as an askup, as a threshold. And therefore, Sifkat Lamed Hei, Shadinom Kidelis, it will now have the halachic status of a Delis. Yotzu Lomar, the Avo Gav, that Kroshim Einam Mechubarim, even though these boards aren't actually attached. V'hu Machnis Kol Kerish Bifnei Atzmo, and each board is separately put in, they're not attached to each other. Nevertheless, we don't view each board as a single deles, even though each board is separate by itself, but we view them all together as multiple boards in a single door. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Vav says, since over here it's not considered as a single board, but it's considered like multiple boards, therefore it is a deles. Mishnah Berurah says, Kvar kasabnu l'el, v'achronim mitzadim l'hokel, af b'luach echad. He says, even though here we consider it as multiple boards, we already brought down, like the Rambam's opinion, that as long as you had an askupa, even if it was one board, it would be acceptable. Kivishesh askupa, because it has this threshold. Hu asu l'chnitza v'yitzir tadir. And it has the other two conditions, that it has a threshold, and that it's used to enter or exit on a regular basis. So then, even if it wasn't multiple boards, we have a kula. But here, we consider it like multiple boards, so we certainly have a kula. With this, we'll conclude today's shir. Again, we learned it, Le'ila Nishmas, my father, Mr. Joseph Glatt, of Yosef Nissim ben Yecheskel, his holy neshama, should have an aliyah from all of our learning. Thank you for listening.